Welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Podcast with your host, Meredith Foster. Today, I'm doing a solo episode, and we're going to kind of change things up a bit, guys. The Lord has really been speaking to me about the dreams that he's been giving me. Originally, when I started having these very specific dreams that started last year around December, I thought that they were just for me, and he's been showing me that they are actually for the body. They're to edify and to encourage you guys. And there's some that I recently just had where I was like, okay, this totally makes sense for where I'm at, but it also is applying to other believers. When I tell them, they're like, whoa, that actually applies to me. I have prayed for God to use me as a vessel, and so I shouldn't be surprised, I guess, when he starts speaking to me and through me. So I'm really excited about this episode. It's probably going to be on the shorter side. I feel like if I have a word from the Lord, the episodes will be around 10 to 15 minutes. But I'm going to start off with prayer, and then we'll get into the word. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you that I can come boldly to the throne of grace, washed in the blood of your Son, Jesus. We give you all the glory, the honor, and praise, Lord. May it be your Holy Spirit that speaks through me, and not my flesh, but just your wisdom, Lord. We thank you in your heavenly name, I pray. Amen. Okay, guys, so I've had two very specific dreams. I'm just going to share the one with you today and give you my interpretation and the scripture that the Lord gave me with it. So this dream I had started off with me on skis. I was in like a forest snow type situation, and I was doing like cross country skiing. So it was flat, and I was like trudging through the snow. It was winter time, obviously. And so I kind of took that as right now we're like in the winter season. And I remember my dad was there, and I think my mom was there. But to me, when I saw my dad, it really stood out that that was representing my father in heaven. Anytime I have my dad in my dream, it always, the Lord just speaks to me and says, like, that's me, like your father in heaven. So my dad was with me, and he was like cheering me on. And I remember I was just really struggling. I was like, oh, this is so hard. And then what happened was it slowly started to turn into like a spring setting. So it went from the winter to the spring. And then it went to summer, and I immediately was on a water slide. And I remember I was going really fast down the slide. So my dad was in front of me on the slide. And as I was going, I noticed ahead of me there was a missing part out of the slide, like straight up a missing chunk. So I was like, oh no, if I keep going, I'm gonna like fall off the slide. So I took the situation to my own hands. I was like, okay, I gotta jump over and like get to the next part of the slide before I fall down. So I like flung myself out of the slide and into the next part of the slide. And this is kind of hard to explain, but if you know when a slide like curves, if it's like a twirly one, you can like kind of see the next part of the slide. So I got to the next part of the slide, and then my dad was behind me because I had like gone in front of him. So now my dad was behind me. And then in the back of my head, I think in the dream, I knew that there was a pool. Like at the end of the slide, there's always a pool. You're gonna end up somewhere. So I knew that there was a pool, and there was something I had to get to. So in the dream, I knew that there was something in the pool that I had to, like timing wise, I had to catch the ball. This sounds so weird, but there was a ball and I had to catch it. So that was part of the reason I think why I like skipped that part of the slide, because I was like, oh no, I'm not gonna be able to catch the ball. Like I need to get there in time. So I ended up in the pool and I caught the ball, and I remember feeling so excited. I was like, yes, I did it. And that was the end of the dream. So now let me go into my interpretation of it. Okay, so at the beginning of the dream, I was having a really hard time. I was struggling through the winter time. And it was rough, but my dad was there and he was cheering me on. And so to me, that represents the Lord encouraging us and being with us through a hard season of life. This is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So if that is you right now and you are feeling like you're just not making any progress, the Lord is with you. He is cheering you on. And then it turned into the spring and the summer with the slide. And so my dad was in front of me on the slide. And that to me, immediately, I was like, okay, the Lord goes before you. And that song Waymaker, the lyric, he goes before you, behind you, beside you, all around you, that immediately came to my spirit. Oh, here we go. Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Okay, so the last part of this dream is where I think it's very interesting that I caught that ball and I ended up in the place I was supposed to be, because the water kind of represents either new life, baptism. It could just mean like just the place where the Lord wants you to end up. And when I started worrying and jumped to the, oh my gosh, sorry, my throat. Whoa, I need some water. Oh my gosh, my throat. Okay, I thought I had to cough. I'm good. So when I started worrying and jumped to the next part of the slide, I think that to me, it represents the Lord saying, don't worry because my timing is perfect. And when I was like praying about this word, I heard him go, Luke 12. So I went to Luke 12, and Luke 12, 22 is, do not worry. It says, then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, which have either storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If then you are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? So do not worry, because you will end up where God wants you to be if you abide in him, if you allow him to guide you, if you trust in his timing and his plan, if you wait on the Lord. Isaiah 43:1. I think I just posted this on my Instagram, this verse, but it's, oh, here we go. Okay. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. So that verse really just confirms that dream from start to finish. It's basically saying that those who wait on the Lord, he will renew our strength. We will run the race, we will fight the good fight, and we will soar on wings like eagles. Like, that's such a, I literally love, but Isaiah just hits different right now. If you haven't read the book of Isaiah, definitely read it. I don't know if I've read it all the way through, but there's a lot of good scripture in there. So that is the dream in my interpretation. I hope this encouraged you. Definitely take this to the Lord in prayer. That is a great way to strengthen and grow closer to him and really have a relationship with him, is by taking any word that you hear to him in prayer and ask him how it applies to you and if it applies to you, which I think it probably will apply to a lot of you guys. When I was asking the Lord about my dreams, I thought of Acts 2:17, which says, in the last days, God will pour out his spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. So God's like, I'm giving you these dreams for a reason. You should share them. So I'm really excited. If you guys are getting dreams, definitely write them down in your journals. Write it in your notes on your phone. And just pray about it. And if you don't understand the dream, just ask the Lord, be like, what, God, what does this mean? Like, what's the interpretation of this? I think it's so amazing how the Lord speaks to us. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And how amazing is it that he wants to even talk to us? Like, he wants to talk to you. If you're not hearing from God, just say, God, I ask for ears to hear you. I want to hear from you. And just give him time to speak. So like, I feel like a lot of the times we pray and we're always talking and we're always asking God for things, but we should sit and just be silent and let him minister to us and let him speak to us and just give him that space to speak. There's actually a really great song called Space to Speak. Look it up. It's really good. I'm giving you space to speak. Anyways, I pray that you guys are encouraged. The Lord goes before you. He goes behind you. He will never leave or forsake you. And I hope you have an amazing day.